today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salam and welcome. You are listening to another episode of today's special under the topic of the unity of Islamic Ummah during the month of Ramadan. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان So be with us on Thursday, 24th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran and listen to verse 92 of chapter Al-Anbiya.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون
Indeed, this, your religion, is one religion, and I am your Lord, so worship me.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The whole divine religions have the same aim and lead to the same destination, and monotheism and unity of the world are the basis of them. Those who always cause separation among people must prepare themselves to respond before the throne of Allah. This holy verse implies that those great prophets, whom we mentioned formerly, were totally a single ummah. Their programs were the same and their final aim and destination were also the same, though they were in different periods and in separate environments and their styles and manner of invitations having some particular specialities were various.
قال الإمام الصادق عليه السلام كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله إذا كان العشر الأواخر يعني من رمضان اعتكف في المسجد وضربت له قبة من شعر وشمر المئزر وطوى فراشه
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ali used to retreat in the mosque the last 10 nights of Ramadan, where a tent of fur would be pitched for him, and he would roll up the skirting and lay out his bedding.
Ramadan and the unity of Islamic Ummah. Ramadan binds the Ummah together in remembrance of Allah and fellow Muslims in a joyous unity. Muslims' feelings of love, compassion, forgiveness, mutual aid, and solidarity are strengthened still further. Fasting, remembrance of Allah, the poor, and praying for each other increase our moral virtues, spirituality, and heighten our consciousness of others. It is therefore not surprising that Muslims around the world look forward for this month and feel sadness when it departs. A global community that looks forward to a month of sacrifice, deprivation, and constant prayers is truly unique. The unification enjoyed during Ramadan must act as a standard for Muslims throughout the rest of the year. It is the need of our time.
Exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always called on Muslims to maintain unity, solidarity and fraternity, and has considered this issue a factor in strengthening the power of the Islamic community. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the infallible Imams also called upon people and their companions at any time to brotherhood and fraternity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this regard, a Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. He never oppresses him, does not make him suffer, and does not leave him alone in the face of events. The blessed month of Ramadan is of great importance to Muslims around the world due to the descent of the Quran, which is considered the enduring miracle of Islam. And during this opportunity, people pay more attention to the points in this divine book and implement its teachings in their daily lives. Therefore, it is necessary to keep in mind Allah's emphasis on maintaining unity and strengthening the spirit of brotherhood during this divine feast and internalizing this spirit in oneself. One of the issues emphasized during the blessed month of Ramadan is the pact of brotherhood. What recommendations and advice does the Quran, the infallible Imams and religious leaders have for this matter? Not only in narrations and hadith, but also in the Holy Quran, there is a great emphasis on this issue of unity and brotherhood. For example, in verse 103 of Surah Al-Imran, after emphasizing piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises people to brotherhood and fraternity, saying, "And hold fast altogether to the cable of Allah, and do not separate. And remember the blessing of Allah upon you when you were enemies and he brought your hearts together and you became by his favor brothers."
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special and a Ramadan no Palestinian will ever forget. Sure, Ramadan has not been carefree for the people of Gaza for years due to Israel's relentless blockade. Many parents were going without food in this holiest of months to feed their children long before the beginning of this genocide. Yet death and destruction has never been this close, and fear about the future this acute in this once beautiful land during any Ramadan ever. But this year it is much, much worse. Palestinians in the West Bank are not only agonizing over the genocide of their brothers and sisters in Gaza, but also trying to survive relentless attack from settlers, police, and soldiers. They wonder who among them will be the next to be arbitrarily arrested, displaced, or assaulted. They wonder whether they and their loved ones will live to see another Ramadan.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد تدعو إلى الدين القويم من الرشاد يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين ومضات
A day beyond Islamic countries. Tomorrow is Al-Quds Day. On Al-Quds Day, demonstrations are held around the world in over 80 Islamic and non-Islamic countries. Among these are Malaysia, India, Singapore, Indonesia, Turkey, United States of America, Canada, Norway, Azerbaijan, Sudan, England, Bahrain, Bosnia, Tunisia, Pakistan, Australia, Iraq, Germany, Romania, Kuwait, Spain, South Africa, Sweden, Venezuela, Albania, Yemen, and Iran. Western news agencies generally attempt to play down the events of Al-Quds Day. They either remain silent or use vague expressions such as thousands to show that the number of protesters is not significant. But like Arbaeen processions, the flood of Muslim demonstrators cannot be hidden or ignored.
You know what makes a nation great? My dear friends, what makes a nation great is if they were to prioritize humanity, if they were to prioritize peace, if they were to be colorblind towards who is being murdered and whoever is being killed. Regardless of who they are, we're meant to rise to the occasion. And we are meant to speak against injustice and tyranny. The collective message of all prophets of God, the collective message of the Abrahamic faith, is to stand against oppression. It is a crime according to all religions to kill civilians. It is a crime according to all religions to kill the woman and the elderly and children, to bomb hospitals, houses of worship, mosques and churches have been destroyed every single day. Places which are meant to be a safe haven for people. Let us gather our hearts and our souls wherever we are around the world to remember, to eulogize the 6,000 souls that have perished, the 2,500 children that have been murdered.
That was end for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we attend to this demonstration for the Palestinians. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
يا وهاب يا توار سَمِيعُ يَا بَصِيرُ يَا لَطِيفُ يَا خَبِيرُ.